Good Saturday morning, St. Louis. You're tuned in to the Home Improvement Show right here on Camo X. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and yes, I am back in the studio and ready to roll after a little time away last week. But I do want to throw out a big thank you to our guest host, Greg Damon, and my compadres, Brad and Dan, for coming in and holding down the fort a little bit while I was out recharging, having some fun. Also, great to know that the show is in good hands while I'm away. It's great. They did a really good job. I listened to quite a bit of it on the podcast, which I would remind everybody out there, you can go back and you can listen to all of these on the Odyssey app, on the podcast. And if you hear something and you want to go back and rehear it, listen, write some stuff down, you can do that. It's a great way to get your information and make sure you got it right. And good news for all of you is now I'm back. The toolbox is open. The coffee's strong. The phone lines are live, ready to go. And we've got whatever questions you have about home maintenance, remodeling projects, or even a honey-do list that you don't know where to start or how to get going, this is your time. We've got two full hours to help you today. Yeah, like Scott said, no cards till about 2:15. So we've got a full show for everybody out there. You can give me a call at 314-436-7900. Bring you right in here, whether you got maybe a leaky roof, squeaky floors, kitchen updates, deck repairs. A lot of talks about decks now that we're getting into that season. So we'll talk you through it. We'll work you through it. We'll break it down, help you move forward with some confidence. Remember, no question's too small. If it matters to you, if it matters to your house, it matters to me, it matters to everybody out there listening up. They want to know, they want to hear. So let's do this thing today. What's going on at your place this week? Let's find out. Again, 314-436-7900 jumps you right in here with me. And boy, I do got to say, oh man, water, 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 rain, rain, rain. Oh, go away, come again another day. It's amazing. When I left and I take a week, and when we do that in June, I always have my sprinkler system up, running, going. And this year we've just had so much rain, I haven't even turned it on. I got down to Florida and was like, oh man, I wonder how much it's going to rain this week. Like, I didn't look at the forecast. I forgot to turn my system on. And I came back and my grass is tall. My grass is green. Obviously, we've had a lot all last week and more still coming, more last night, more today. It seems like it's never gonna end. And that's just the big topic that we've had with storms and rain and everything happening. We've gone over so much in the past weeks about all of that. It's such a big topic, and it's such a big thing that can really affect your home. It can affect all of our homes. And of course, coming back from being away, you check things out, you look around, you make sure everything kind of looks okay, copacetic from the time you were gone. And advising everybody out there to kind of do the same thing if you haven't done that in quite a while. It is definitely a great thing to do. Just walk about, check it out, take a look around. You don't need to know how to install a roof to maybe see a few missing shingles or something going on with the siding, with it blowing in the wind. Check it out during the rain. Check it out during the wind. It's a great time to see all that and look at everything, and just a lot going on. And being down in Florida, it is very interesting to me because I like to look around. I like to see how they're building, what they're building, how things are. And we talk a ton here about the water, the gutters. Bring them down, oversize your gutters, how they're getting bigger to collect the water, take them in underground, get the water away from your property, 10, 15 feet, 20 feet, as far as you can away from the foundation, all this, there's so many things that can happen to your house with water like that in our climate, in our area. And then I'm down in Florida and like no one has gutters. It just runs off. We had one good rainstorm. I'm watching it at the condo building, just dumping off the balconies, just running down the parking lot. It's like they have no sewers. The parking lot had like 6 inches of water in it. And you just go, just wait. And it just kind of dissipates and goes away. And man, how great would that be? How easy would it be to like just not even have to worry about where the water's going and what it is? But here we are. We are in the Midwest. We are in St. Louis. And it is a topic that comes up almost every week on the show with questions of how to manage, how to handle. It's coming in. It's getting everywhere. It's window wells. It's everything around. How do you get rid of it? Sump pumps. Check your sump pumps, battery backups, water backups. If you have longer outages, there's a water supply backup that can keep your sump pump running from your public water supply without using any power whatsoever. So that's not going to run out like a battery might. Although most backups are battery and they do last long enough for most outages, but you just never know. And it's such a big deal in our area and so much going on. It's pretty amazing what we have to do to deal with the water and everything going on around St. Louis. So if you have anything like that going on, if you have any questions, what to do, how to manage it, where should you make it go? How do you keep it out of your concrete? How do you keep it out away from your foundation? We can help you out today right here for you. Again, 314-436-7900 is going to find me. And listening to the guys too, I heard, so our SAM program at Mosby Building Arts, the cat kind of jumped out of the bag last week, and it's something we've always done, small projects. We've always tried to help out. We've always performed some handyman kind of hourly services for our great repeat clients that we have so many great repeat clients that we do so much of that for. We're really just trying to bring some order to it. And it is difficult to just not have order to that and just have people work. And they're like, well, why won't you just work hourly? Why won't you? Well, it's scheduling. It's where's who, when, how long is it going to take figuring that out? There's a lot to getting through a process like that. So this new service and maintenance program is really a cool thing where we can help. We can do those inspections for you. We can really help out. And it's what I preach all the time here. Well, you can have a professional, somebody do that for you now and keep up on that and really pay attention and make sure you're looking at everything around the house, the things that you might not really know about, they can really take a look into and see. So I would invite everybody to check that out and see what that's all about. It's a great service that I think a lot of people are really gonna, I think it's gonna boom, and I think a lot of people are really gonna love that. If you want to look into anything like that about myself, about Mosby Building Arts, you can go to callmosby.com and check that out on our website. But for now, let's get into our first break, and we've got plenty more to come. Again, don't forget, this show is about you today, and I'm here ready to roll for you. 314-436-7900. All right, St. Louis, here we are. Rich Orris here for you today, the Home Improvement Show. I'm back. I'm revived. I am ready to go, and you can find me with your questions right here at KMOX, 314-436-7900, or if you're out there, if you're listening through Odyssey, if you're far away, you can do 1-800-925-1120. We'll get you here also. And We've talked a lot in the past few weeks about decks and building decks, and I haven't really gotten through an entire checklist of when you're getting ready for outdoors, when you're looking at that deck, what should you really be looking at? What should you really look for in order to try and figure out if you think everything's okay, kind of troubleshooting and going through the deck, doing your cleaning, maybe your power washing, getting all the grime and mildew and all that off of the surface, checking all of those materials. Now, if it is wood materials, a wood floor, you really want to check that for splits, watch for decaying wood, cracks. The best thing to do with all of the wood around your deck is just an ice pick or a flathead screwdriver and just kind of poke around at the bottoms of the post, at the edges of the boards of the deck floor. If you get a crack where you can get that in there pretty easily, it's going to start to kind of rot away and decay in there, and it might be worth changing that and fixing that a little sooner than later, a little preventive maintenance. The biggest piece is your flashings and your ledger board. It's really the very important area to look at and check out. And when you're looking from under the deck at that board that attaches to your house, you really want to poke that screwdriver like we talked about and look at all the metal connectors. Make sure they don't have rust on them. So you want everything to be stainless or galvanized, something that's not going to rust away. If you're starting to see rust, I would seriously consider changing out all of those components to something that won't rust and getting that tightened back up and good and ready to go. I've seen a lot in the St. Louis area with the wrong nails in the joist hangers, the wrong types of nails rusting, the lag bolts rusting. But above that, the flashing at that deck board, at that deck floor, and kind of between that and going to the wall of the home, that is a really important piece. And if you don't see that coming out of the siding at the top of the board and you don't see it underneath that deck board coming out past that ledger board to kind of take that water out, then you probably don't have that flashing at all. And that is a very important piece to get that water. I'm talking all the time about putting water where we want it to go. As it gets behind everything, you want to bring it back out. It's very, very important to do that. And it's really super important on a deck, on the ledger board, because that's where the biggest problems occur with a deck. And when you hear about a deck collapsing, generally 90% of the time, it's something at that ledger board, whether it's not good enough bolts, whether the bolts rusted, whether water got in there and it started rotting and it separates from the house and the weight just pushes that down. Rarely do you see out at the edge of the deck with the post and everything. That stuff rots away too, and you want to watch it, but you just don't see a lot at that end starting to fall apart as fast as you do at that house because of all that water that gets in and rots away the ledger board of the deck, and it rots away the BAM board of the home and creates that separation. And I will warn everybody too, because there's now we've got a lot of newer deck components, deck materials, ways to build the composite deck flooring, and there's a big thing going on with the steel deck framing, metal deck framing. And they say, well, it's not going to rot. Well, it can rust if it's got to be coated. And if that coating gets scratched or anything, it can rust. But remember what your house is. Your house is wood. And when you connect this deck to wood, if it's not flashed properly still, and if you're not getting water out of there and the band board of the house is rotting away, it's still going to come loose. It's still going to have that wood rot. It can still have a problem. So your deck frame doesn't, but if the house is, and then things separate that way, that can absolutely be catastrophic. But moving out to those rails, the balusters, really, that's the other big safety concern of making sure they're secure, they don't wobble, making sure they meet code. So you want to grasp them, kind of wiggle them around, make sure they're good and secure, they don't move, make sure they're at least 3 feet high, and that the balusters are spaced no wider than four inches apart. It's nice if you kind of do whatever you're putting on at a 4-inch center, so then you'll have more 3.5 or 3 inches between. But that's kind of the whole baby head, what fits, tighten that up and keep it less than 4 inches so that it's safe and nothing goes through it. Then you get down to those outside support posts and the outside deck beams on the outside. Make sure everything's good. The bolts are not rusted. Make sure they're actually bolted. If you have a beam underneath the outside of the deck, there's a lot of newer codes with fasteners where they put what they call hurricane ties from the deck joist down onto that beam to really hold those two together. So just that toenail down really isn't sufficient anymore for some of the winds and some of the weather that we get around here in St. Louis. It gets really tough. So there's a lot of different ways, newer ways. Codes have changed dramatically in the past 20, 30 years on decks, how you attach them, how you build them, and everything that goes to it, how you attach them to a cantilevered kind of bayed out area is way different with the deck framing. So that can come into play with some of the steel and the different materials that you might use. You got to kind of go around that. So there's a lot that needs to happen and maintaining that. So really walking through, checking that out, and then just keep the maintenance up, keep it clean, look for the mildew, get that all cleaned up, power wash the deck, keep everything off of it. There's plenty of cleaners out there, the wet and forget and all these different cleaners that help kind of break down that mildew that we get in those shaded areas, and then they wash away and power wash away a lot easier with these better soap products that we have today to kind of wear that down and get rid of that. So a lot of good things to do outside and check out that deck and really be cautious and do that every single year at the beginning of every season just to make sure, because that stuff creeps up on you and you want to make sure you don't miss it or skip a year, and then it kind of starts to really creep up and get bad on you, and you it's too late once you get there. So again, we'll have plenty more after this break. Feel free, give us a call today, 314-436-7900. Get you right in here to me. Stay tuned and we'll have more to come. All right, we are back. Live, lively, and ready to go for you. Don't forget, jump in, get in on the fun today. Plenty of time for everybody. 314-436-7900. I'm here for you, and we can get to whatever is happening about around your home today. And talking about those decks, I was talking a couple weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago, about a client of mine that with the deck flashing, and I had priced a deck about, it was within 4 years. It was probably 2021, maybe something like that. And it was a little expensive. He went with a different deck builder, and now we're back. We're getting ready to fix that deck. We got to take part of it apart and take some siding off, and we got to flash this thing, wrap the house properly, get everything tied in, and stop water from coming in on a deck that was built within the past 2, 3, 4 years. So this is happening. It's happening now. It's happening today. So beware of how that is, and ask those questions and figure that out and try and find out through conversation how that's really going to happen and get a feeling for, do you really think it's going to be done the best way? Because you could end up paying even more later to take things back apart and get it buttoned up and done properly. So we've got, we do have Larry on the line. Let's jump to Larry and see what's going on. Hey, thanks for calling. What's happening, Larry?
Yeah, I have a house. It's built in 1895. It has a rock foundation with a poured concrete floor. At some point in time, maybe 34 years ago, the previous owners, poured it looks like a concrete curb around the edge of the basement, maybe 3 inches high, 3 inches wide, at the point where the rock wall meets the floor.
Okay.
Then about 20 years ago, my parents had everything tuck pointed and painted with this moisture-resistant basement wall paint of some kind. But I've noticed in the last 2 years, at the bottom of the rock wall, just above the concrete curb, there is a size about the palm of my hand that's black. Now, how do I determine if that's mildew or mold?
Well, testing would truly be the only way, but really the difference in mildew and mold is they're kind of similar. A lot of molds are like a fungus, so they're all kind of a part of the same family per se. So none of them are really good to have around.
And I know that. Yeah.
Definitely moisture that's coming through. That rock wall is very thick. And so addressing it from just the inside is really, you could still have a lot of moisture water trying to come in, and you're dressing up the inside area with mortar and paint and all of that on the, you're addressing like 2 inches or 3 inches thick of a wall that could be 16, 18, 20 inches thick of rock. So you're just going to get that. It's really difficult to completely correct that and make that 100% go away. It's just a maintenance issue.
Can it be scraped off and maybe get some quickcrete and paint over it?
Yep. Yeah, I would definitely. There's plenty of cleaners out there, that antifungal type of mildew cleaners. There's cleaners for concrete to get mildew and stuff off of concrete. I would use some of that. You can do like the bleach water combination and clean with that if it's really not working. And then I'd go back with, again, a paint, a moisture resistant paint that kind of holds that water back as best as it can, mortar it, fill it in, repaint it. And it's just something you're going to have to do every year, two, three, however often this starts occurring. The only other thing you could try and do, if it got too bad, if you really got an area where there's getting so much water, it's basically like rebuilding the wall where you got to dig from the outside and you kind of unstack, support the house and stack that wall back up and work on it from both sides. It doesn't come to that very often.
I don't have to wear a hazmat suit or anything, do I?
No, I would just wear a mask. If you have just a regular mask is fine. If you have an actual good mask, that's even better. But just try not to breathe too much in with the fumes and the mold and all that. But it's in the air. It's everywhere. The fungus, the mold, it's to some levels, everybody has it and everybody's going to get it. So just wear a typical 3M type mask and just protect what you're breathing a little bit.
Okay. Thanks for the advice.
All right. Good deal. Perfect, Larry. Thanks for the call. Something that we see a lot here with these old houses in St. Louis. We've got a lot of older houses, a lot of block, a lot of stone foundations that we deal with, and water around them is very, very hard to manage and everything. So let's jump to Cindy and see what's happening with Cindy. Thanks for calling. Cindy, you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Hey, thank you.
I'm in the planning stages of a kitchen remodel. Cabinets, countertop, backsplash, existing flooring. I'm just wondering, do you have any tricks and tips to make this process go a little smoother?
Well, it really depends on how you're trying to go about getting it accomplished. Are you using a company to do all of the work, or are you trying to do some yourself, or are you bringing in different trades for different areas to try and get the work accomplished?
No, I'm not doing any of this myself. I do not have the skills.
Okay.
I've hired a company to do the work. I've got another company who's ordering all the materials. I'm getting all the materials except for the appliances from one company. I can't manage getting everything from 15 different places. So basically there's going to be somebody doing the work, somebody providing all the materials except for the appliances, and then the appliances. So I'm just, do you have any tips or tricks to make this a little less stressful, to make it go a little more smoother?
So, I would say the biggest thing is, in trying to make this go well and go smooth with everything coming from one place, and then these people, this company's kind of coming in to do the work, put everything in, I would really try and start with a lot of communication up front. And it will tell you a lot about the contractor that you're using. I would definitely suggest trying to schedule some times and really get with them and say, I'd like to have some meetings. I'd like to understand what's going to happen. I'd like to make sure that you agree that things are going to work, that they're going to fit, that they're going to function, that all, because that's really the biggest part of how this comes together once they're in your home. And that's why, like, how we perform this at Mosby Building Arts, there is so much upfront work with the design and the selections and making sure that everything is going to fit and function and work, to where, like, my kitchen designer does not order kitchen cabinets until a project manager has looked at the order, went over it with the designer, been to the house, double checked measurements, and said, yep, I think this is a good plan. I think we have everything that we need. Go ahead and pull the trigger and order that. So that's the missing piece that you need to try and bring together, so that when they're in your home, they're not going, oh, wow, this cabinet's too big. They should have made it smaller and got us a filler because your wall's crooked. And you're like, oh, my gosh, then you're ordering a different cabinet. And that's the communication pieces that happen that cause all the stress and the delays and all of that. So I would try and get with your contractor and say, I'd like to nip a lot of this in the butt very early on, and let's figure out and make sure we're all on the same page and we think this is going to work.
Okay. That makes me feel better, because I think in a roundabout way, I've already done that. The contractor came in and did some drawings, measurements, provided them to a company that's providing all the materials, and a kitchen designer laid the kitchen out. So I'm kind of assuming maybe we just took care of everything that you were just talking about.
Yeah, and that all of that can cause some of the biggest hiccups, okay, in that system. So it sounds like you're pretty well on track with that. And I wouldn't be, aside from saying to the contractor too, well, now that we're getting so close, can I meet the people that are going to do this work? Can we have a walkthrough with the actual person that's going to be here on a daily basis? And can I meet them, and can we talk about things and get a clear understanding of how things are going and going to go? And then you can ask questions, kind of make yourself a list of questions and go, here are the things that I wonder, and here's my concerns, and get them kind of talking about that.
Okay, that's a really good point. Yeah, I've already made it clear to all of them that I will probably drive them crazy with the questions.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and you can right. you can limit that if you get a lot of them taken care of out front and, yep. and before. Okay. So, yep.
Those are good points. Thank you. You just made me feel better about how this whole thing's going.
Yeah, yeah. You're very welcome, Cindy, and you're on the right track. You're thinking the right direction, already having some of that performed and figured out. You're definitely a lot better off than most when they start out and get into some of this. So, hey, anybody out there, you've got something going on like Cindy has going on, feel free to check in and just see if there's any way we can help. A lot happening today. 314-436-7900 finds me. We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Welcome back. Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris in for you today. Got a lot to talk about. A lot of subjects out there, a lot going on. But again, what do you have going on around your house? 314-436-7900. Love to help you out. And, you know, Cindy brought up a really, really good kind of topic. And it really shows the multiple levels of different types of ways to get work done. Different types of companies and how you get from A to Z on a project. And definitely with a kitchen remodel, it's good to be thinking. It's good to be asking questions. It's good to plan, because that is most homes, 99.9% of homes out there have one kitchen, and it's the heart of the home. How long do you want it out of commission? Do you want to have a stressful time? How do you get through it? It's a big deal, and it can be extremely, extremely stressful to get through a project like a kitchen remodel. And so at least taking those steps and really examining the process you're going through and trying to address as much of that before that start date, it can really open your eyes for what might happen and how you get through it. The way I work through a kitchen remodel in the full service design build, we do everything from that initial meeting design all the way through having the workers to get everything built and installed. Imagine the planning that goes into that up front, that really includes you as the client, as the person picking the stuff out. And the best thing that we can do to really make this an easy process for everyone, including us, is to have the person having the remodel done, whether it's a siding, windows, bathroom, kitchen, have an understanding of everything that's going to happen as much as possible, and really just set and just crush expectations for what everybody expects happens in the industry and how it happens. So imagine going through that kitchen design and doing everything up front, and meeting the plumber that's going to hook everything up at a walkthrough, meeting the electrician, meeting the project manager that's going to schedule and oversee and really keep everything afloat as that whole job goes on, meeting all of these people even prior to signing a construction agreement to have the job done. They've seen it. They've been through it. They can help advise on what needs to happen, because the things that come about as you're doing the work is you're getting new cabinets, you're getting new appliances, you got to make sure they fit, and everything's going to work out in that order. Well, even if that usually does for the most part, once the electrician comes in and they go to put these appliances in, or the appliance company that's installing them comes in and they go, well, your new oven has a four-prong plug and you have a three-prong plug. We need an electrician to come in and rewire this thing prior to us being able to actually plug this in and get it working for you. And you thought, this is the day I get my kitchen back. And now it's not. Now they're like, well, do you know a good electrician? Good luck. Let us know when that's done. And they walk out the door. And that's what we're trying to plan out and do all that up front so that our electrician can look at that and go, okay, yep, no, you've got a 40-amp breaker and you've picked out an appliance that takes a 50-amp breaker with a bigger wire. So we're going to need to completely rewire this thing with a different plug to make this work properly. Or you're not at the finish line. You do have the ability to go back to the drawing board and say, well, let's go back to the appliance people and say, I don't want to go through all that. Or maybe I'm getting to the top of my budget and I don't want to add more money to the kitchen. Let's find a range that works on a 40-amp breaker so that we don't have to do this. And we have the opportunity to do things like that. So working through so much up front really makes a smooth transition into the field, and everybody has a good, clear understanding coming into that process, having conversations and walkthroughs and talking and meeting and really knowing where are they carrying trash, where are they parking, how are they doing this. It's amazing the detail that you can get into that people are like, I just never knew any of that before. So, hey, we're here. I got plenty of time for you. We got a whole nother hour coming up. Don't forget, whatever you need today, I'm here for you. 314-436-7900. Finds me. We'll have plenty more home improvement after the news.